You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, good evening. And welcome to tonight's live broadcast of Perspectives. And I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know what? Tonight we're putting all the pieces together. You know, we're painting that big picture. We're exploring and we're discussing how to really deal with the unexpected. What reinventing yourself can do for your life. The best way to experience your life's journey as well. And how to stop limiting your vision by only focusing on catching the big fish. And how all these aspects of your perspective and your life play an important role in everything you do. You know, these individual aspects, when we really look at them, and we've had several shows about several individual aspects one by one, and when you really see them or you view them separately like in a vacuum, they're interesting to look at, you know, but what about the integration into our life? And the whys and hows can be a little bit vague too. How do I integrate this? What does it mean to me? How does this work? So tonight's show is combining the last three major concepts we discussed on Perspectives and what takes place when we recognize them in our own life. And we also want to talk about how we see how they relate to us and how they can help us in our day-to-day life, because that's what's so important. I mean, sometimes we can talk about these lofty ideas or these great concepts, yada, yada, yada. And you say, well, you know what, Ashley, I got a lot going on in my life right now, and I need to find some real help for what's going on. And that's what we're talking about tonight. We're not going to be talking about philosophy and some lofty concept. We're talking about how it really relates to your life. Okay, so think about this. For tonight's discussion, I need you to do and to bring two things to the discussion. I need your imagination. And until the show is translated into different languages, I need you to bring your use of the English language and thought process with you tonight. So let's begin our exploration of our recent Perspectives topics really by going through, you know, I don't know, let's go back a step further, past shows, their relevance in your life, but also their ability to add really to your general life happiness. Because isn't that really what we all want? Isn't that the concept? I mean, we can sit there and lament about justice and resolutions and how to define justice and social ramifications, which I'm very good at that. Okay, I can define those types of things. But what about happiness? We all want to be happy, right? We all want to be loved. We all want to be cared about. And you know what? We're all human. I mean, some of y'all might not be human. I'm not sure. I'm not going into all that tonight. However, let's talk about the concepts of being happy. So we're going to begin our exploration with some of the stuff we talked about in the last few weeks. And I think the biggest thing is putting all these concepts together and creating a big, cool, painted picture. And that's really the end result for tonight's show. Because we tend to miss out on life, right? Because we're down in the minutiae. We're tending to the details. And, you know, we're simultaneously being weighed down by the details as well. And we're limiting our perception that's composing our limited perception as well as our perspective. So let's talk about that real quick. So you know how I named the show Perspectives with Ashley Burgess? Well, let's go back almost 2 years ago. Actually, more than 2 years ago, when I was talking to the station and we were deciding about the show, and I said, well, I have two options for titles. I'm going to do either Perspectives with Ashley Burgess or I'm going to do Perceptions by Ashley Burgess. I chose Perspectives, obviously. A TV show about a month later chose Perception. However, the reason why I chose Perspectives is because you have perceptions, you have thought patterns, but your perspective is your entire life perspective, the way you see the world, not just the way you perceive a situation. I thought this was actually a lot deeper. So that's why I chose it. However, the way that we perceive things when we see something, no matter what it is, no matter if we see a woman down the street doing something, or we go into a store and we think somebody's shoplifting, or we see somebody not wash their hands when they're serving us food, what we think we saw it, but we don't, not really sure. All these little things prescribe a perception which interludes into our perspective of life. So you remember the recent show where we explored the unexpected? Do you remember that one? And I love Esther the Wonder Pig. I thought her parents were very cool and the entire story. So let's talk about the unexpected tonight, okay? You know, Billy Boy, how are you doing this evening? It's good to have you here.
Well, thanks very much. I was out for last week's show, but I was looking forward to get back and talking with you about this stuff because I was really excited to hear how we're going to kind of fit it all in.
I'm glad you brought that up because we are going to paint that picture tonight because I realize when we take these things piecemeal, piece by piece, they sound cool and theoretically they're very interesting and you can kind of see where they work out, but it's hard to figure out where they go in your life. You know, Dano, how are you doing tonight? Glad to have you here.
Thanks. I'm doing great and I'm also excited about this show tonight.
Awesome. I love the excitement. This is good stuff.
Woohoo.
Woohoo! Yeah, in the house. So let's talk about the unexpected, okay? What does the unexpected do, right? The first thing that the unexpected does is it takes you out of your element, out of your comfort zone, right? Because otherwise, the unexpected would be the expected, and everything's normal, and everything's fine, and nothing's changed, and it's all the same. But you can choose to either accept this unexpected situation, or you can choose to reject the unexpected. But when you accept it, right, we allow it to be, you know, because it's already really happened, right? So it's kind of like you have to deal with it anyway. But when you accept it, it's kind of a different story. It's a different path because if you're one of the lucky and you have the ability to find the goodness and learn from the unexpected situation, you're really ahead of the game, right? You're beginning to catch on to the system because there is a system. And this is kind of a secret that most people don't even know. The system of life is designed around the unexpected. It's not to make it too easy to you, but not so hard for you that you can't take care of it. You know, when you choose to grow from an experience, especially something that's unexpected, right? When you choose to grow, you've chosen to take from the unexpected what you're supposed to take from it. Okay, because there's a reason the unexpected happens. It's not just out of thin air, this unexpected thing happens, and oh my God, what the heck am I going to do? It's not like that. You're supposed to take something from it because it's supposed to kind of push you forward, to make you more wise, to make you more intelligent, to make you faster, better, stronger. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, like, there's countless times where you've had the unexpected happen, where you can't believe it. You're thinking, why me? Why God? Why me? Why have you done this to me? But yet, if you really accepted it and kind of open arms with it, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. And it happens all the time, the unexpected.
Yeah, that unexpected by definition is unexpected, right? I think a large part of just going through the daily motions, your daily life, your normal humdrum routine.
Yeah, we get used to that. You get used to this like easy breezy. Oh, this is the way this happens. You know, Dano, you get up, you go to this, you get ready, you go to work. This is the way it goes. But yet, when the unexpected happens, that's kind of our way of growing.
But it also, when the unexpected does happen, it kind of throws you off your rhythm.
It does, but also maybe your rhythm needed to be thrown off because maybe you weren't really in rhythm at all. The thing is that I've realized a lot of times when I feel like I am in rhythm and then something unexpected happens, especially like a jilting. Let's say like somebody doesn't come through. Let's say that somebody lies to you. Let's say like, you know, you're supposed to go take care of something and that person completely falls through. And it takes you off kilter. It makes you feel like you're completely out of whack.
Or maybe another way of saying it, Ashley, is instead of being in a groove in your life, you're in a rut.
That's a possibility, you know, too. So, and you don't even know it because it just seems so comfortable.
Right.
That's true. I mean, and I think a lot of times that when we feel like we're in this groove and everything, and then something unexpected happens, and you can kind of get angry because you're like, I was really feeling good. Life was really going well for me. And why did this happen? But sometimes, if we could just, well, not sometimes, every time, if we can just step back and see the reason for this, it changes everything. But a lot of times we get really, you know, bogged down by our emotional feelings toward the situation, I think. That's a good question, Dano, because I think that happens all the time. I mean, that happened to me the other day. I'm totally in the groove. Life is treating me well. I'm happy about everything. Things are going well. And out of the blue, something happens that totally triggers. It totally puts me off my path, I feel. I feel like I was completely out of sync. But now I realize there was a reason why I had to go through that process because I had to go through a growing process as well as it taught me something so I wouldn't have that problem again in the future. Because you can always forgive, but sometimes you shouldn't forget. That's the way life is. So later on tonight and throughout the next 2 and 3 segments, we're going to be talking about the unexpected. We're going to be talking about how the unexpected really connects with the whole concept of the big picture and not focusing on that one fish. We're also going to be talking about reinvention and how reinvention and renewing yourself really helps you and keeps you relevant, and how all these tie together to provide an incredible life for you. A successful life, but not only that, happiness. We all want happiness. We all want to be loved. And you can be even more happy if you continue to listen to Perspectives, because we'll be back in 2 shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Why didn't you say so? Come here, brother. Give me a hug. Bring it in for the real thing.
Hey, welcome back here live to Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. And tonight we're actually painting the big picture for you. I know we've been talking about these concepts throughout the last few weeks. And these concepts, first of all, was like the unexpected. You know, the big picture, the actual journey, you know, not just focusing on that one fish, you know, as well as reinvention and renewing yourself, making yourself relevant, and how these really combine together to make your life very successful, but not only successful, make you a happier person. And just earlier, before the break, we were talking about the unexpected, and I think a lot of y'all might have remembered Esther the Wonder Pig's family coming on, talking about that, and how a lot of things happen from the unexpected, how they became vegans, how this, how that, how they found out and learned a lot of things. And so the unexpected really does bring you a lot more, not only intelligence, but wisdom if you accept it. We can reject it, but it's going to come your way anyway. It's already there. I mean, you're just rejecting the obvious. You know, the second thing, though, is that this is a system. There's a life system that's been designed, and a lot of people just don't get it. The system is designed to give you the unexpected at certain times to basically build your knowledge base, as well as to kind of take you off target, but in the same point, it's actually bringing you full circle. There's a whole reason behind it. We could talk about this intellectually one time. It would probably take us about 2 or 3 hours to really go into the depth of that. That's going to come up here in the next few months. We'll be doing that. But next is like, really, we got to stop being rigid. You know, being rigid really gets us nowhere. It keeps you in an individual shoebox in your life. If you think about it, we're all kind of in this box. A lot of people say think outside of the box. Well, most people never get outside of their box, period. Okay, that's all they got going on. They don't know there's anything else out there. They've done a lot of studies, you know, and concepts where, you know, you put somebody in a room, they don't even know that they can get out. They don't even know there's anything else besides that room. There isn't anything else. So you have to really stop with the expectations of what you expect. And that's in the 10-day challenge to live your true life, my third book, actually, as well as you have to kind of accept what is outside of your realm of possibility, but what is outside of your realm of thought. And you have to kind of open your arms to what the world is offering to you, because it's offering new experiences. It's offering new colors. It's coloring your life in a new way, which is pretty remarkable. And if you think about it, that allows for no dull moments. And I think that's pretty cool. I think that's really cool. So now another thing, before we get into the concept of the big picture, let's talk about how when you allow the unexpected to happen, it can change your perspective. And it divinely changes your perspective. Because if your perspective is all about what's humdrum, or your perspective is all that you have in that shoebox of your life, your perspective is not only limited, it's frustratingly limited. You don't know anything outside of that. You can't make a decision based on anything else because you haven't had any other experiences. You're completely, there's nothing there. I mean, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, what makes a good therapist? What makes somebody a good life coach? What makes somebody a good person that can understand what people have gone through? Well, it's a person that's gone through a lot of things. It's a person that's been through a lot of things. Good, bad, and ugly. Because if you've just had the cookie cutter life, oh, you're such, you know, just the goody goody t-shoes, you really can't help other people that are going through struggles. Because it doesn't work that way because you've never experienced it. If you've never had a problem with one of your family members, if you've never been cut off by a family member, if you've never been told some cuss words to leave and to walk away, and you spent years without that family member, you don't know what it's like once you reclaim that relationship and create a good, positive one. You can't help somebody that's doing the same thing if you've never been there. You don't even understand what it's like. You know, the whole concept of life is that you have to have these experiences, and you can choose to accept them or you can choose to not accept them. When you don't accept them, you just cut yourself off to the world. And that's fine. If you want to do that, that's great too. But I think that most of the listeners that are listening tonight and that actually have the IQ of listening to perspectives, which you do, you're open for these divine changes in your perception as well as your perspective. So let's talk about how the unexpected really intertwines with the big picture, the journey, your journey. You know, and sometimes I've even been that way, fixated on the fish, that one thing. You know, you think you need to catch this specific fish. Now, that fish is an allegory. That fish can be anything. That fish could be a job, a specific job, you know, moving into a specific neighborhood, making that exact friend or this connection or what have you. You know, I remember a few weeks back, I spoke about the fish, the big fish. And, you know, again, it was an elegant allegory that we all live through. You know, but when we focus on that big fish, we think we need to catch that fish. That's what's so funny is we focus on that one fish, right? No matter what it is. And we think in our head that that's what we're supposed to catch. And have you ever really thought and stepped back a little bit and wondered, am I focused on the wrong thing? Yeah. You know, maybe not. But maybe you are. And when we're focused on that one thing, even if it is the right thing, you're still missing the big picture because that's not the only thing. Okay, the journey is the awesome life process. And when people used to tell me that in the past, I used to say, oh my gosh, don't tell me about the freaking process. I'm so sick of hearing this stuff. I want to go from A to B and be done with it. But you know what? The first thing we're going to talk about tonight and really putting this concept into your life is that your life is a journey. It's not a means to an end. It's not a means to an end. By doing A, you're not just saying, I'm going to do A, I'm going to get B. This is your life we're talking about here. If you want to totally miss your life, miss your journey, that's fine. But I think you're in here for the long haul. And if that's the case, you want to actually have fun on the way. You want to take a break. You want to take a restroom break. You need to take, you know, a filling up of gas break when you're on that long journey. Now, I used to be that person that would try to drive the 24 hours straight, no stop, because I was awesome. I was awesome because I was going to make up time, making up time all the way from here to Miami. I'm going to make up time. I'm going to go as fast as anybody's ever gone.
Where's the Tylenol?
And I took a lot of Tylenol to you back then. And I was always stressed out because guess what? I was racing against myself. Who am I making up time with? You know, the Guinness Book of World Records didn't call me and say, oh, Miss Burgess, you've broken the record going from Dallas to Miami. We're going to award you this award and put you in the Guinness Book of World Records. Nobody knew. Okay? They didn't give me an award.
This is crazy.
I didn't get a plaque. I didn't get a pat on the back. You know what I got? Nothing. Squat. But you know what I did get? Stress. I got to miss the whole journey from Dallas to Miami countless times because I was too busy, you know, making up time. Let's see how fast I can go. Oh, they say they can do it in 21. Well, I'm going to do it in 19. I'm not even going to breathe all the way there. And I'm going to stress out all the way because, you know, my detector's not working. Hopefully I won't get a ticket for 95 miles an hour or maybe faster. Okay, so let's talk about the big picture. You know, we have to really think of our perception, right? We think about our past. We make judgments on what we think, on what we think we also need in our life, right? We make these judgments on what we need, what we think we need to win. And often these are really just mere assumptions. They're just mere assumptions that we've created in our mind that really, they really might not even be real. It's just we created it. We think it's got to be true because we believe this. Our mind can't take us off target. You know, our mind is, sometimes our minds, if we don't quiet them, can do their own thing. Okay? And sometimes we can make these decisions thinking, oh, my mom, I'm straight up. I know exactly that. So let me give you a good example. Okay. Billy, Dano, and I are sitting in Vegas. We're at the table. Okay? We're playing blackjack.
I'm liking it.
You like it. And we're doing good. Things are going well. Things are going good. You know, and I start having some bad hands, what have you. And, you know, Billy looks over at me and goes, Ashley, I think it's time for you to get up from the table, maybe take a walk around, you know, perhaps maybe get some food, whatever. I'm like, no, I can feel it. I feel I'm going to win. I know I'm going to win. I feel it. I'm going to hit big. I'm going to hit big right now. I can feel it. And I lose everything.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And I lose everything. But my mind was telling me it was a sure win. There's no way I couldn't win. I was going to hit 21. There's no way I was going to bust. But I busted every time. And that happens a lot in our life because our mind says one thing. It says, we need to fixate on this to make our life better. Ashley, you need to fixate on that because that's going to make you so much happier in life because it's going to make you happy because once you get that, then you're going to be happy all the time because all you need to is that. Whether it's money or a title or a certain friend or an outfit or a pair of shoes or whatever it is that makes you feel, you're like, I'm going to fixate on that, and you fixate on it and all of a sudden you get it and guess what? It doesn't make you happy. It actually makes you sad because you know what? You were wrong. Your mind steered you into the wrong direction like it does a lot of times. And sadly enough, you missed out on half the stuff because you're too busy being fixated. We're in Vegas. I'm too busy being fixated that I'm going to win those hands when I should be hanging out with my friends. I should be hanging out with my friends chilling out. We should go to the buffet together. But instead, I stomp away angrily with no money, trying to use credit now to try to get some food and what have you, and having a really horrible time of it. And a lot of times we find ourselves in these situations. We find ourselves in these situations. It's not about always about gambling. It's not about just Vegas. That's just a good story. It's a good concept. It's in life. You get up in the morning and you say, if I can just land that one deal, if I can just close that one deal and make that money, if I can just make friends with that person, my life would change. You know, I mean, there's all these, if I could just get that type of medical treatment or whatever, I'd be so pretty. All this stuff, all these concepts in your head that are taken away from yourself because you're saying that you're not good enough. You need something outside and you got to fixate on it. We're going to talk more about that later, as well as the whole concept of reinvention and renewing yourself and how it's not just like, you know, there's a lot of products on the shelves that you see at the grocery store that say new and improved. It's not just for the products. It's not just for the Oreos. It's not just for the toothpaste at CVS or Walgreens. It's for you too. Because in order to be relevant in life, you got to renew yourself. But all these go together. All these make sense. And all these can converge together to make your life a lot happier. Okay? You can be a lot more successful. And guess what? You're going to be like way ahead of the curve. People are going to be asking you years from now, how'd you do it? And guess what? You're going to say, yeah, I used to listen to this little show. It's a big show now, but it's called Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, and guess what? We'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
You're through, Susan. No more soup for you.
Hey, welcome back here on a live broadcast of Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, your host tonight. We're talking about putting these last concepts we've been talking about, whether it's reinvention, whether it is painting the big picture and actually following the journey or the unexpected. You know, some might think that we're painting, you know, the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Others, y'all might think we're painting the ceiling of a neighborhood Texaco, concepting our entire big picture of life. But either way, it doesn't matter because we're putting all the pictures together, whether we're painting by numbers or painting a magnificent masterpiece. Tonight, we're really talking about how to really make these things gel and create happiness in your life, as well as synergy, you know, feeling like you're in the right place at the right time. So we were talking earlier this show about the unexpected and how, you know, how to deal with the unexpected, how to really, you know, do right by yourself and how you can change things and actually widen your perspective, which changes your perception on life, as well as we're talking about the journey, not focusing on that one fish, you know, because a lot of times we focus on that one thing that we think is important, that thing that we think we need. And a lot of times that thing we think we need gets us off target because we don't need it. And that kind of is rough.
You know, Ashley, you mentioned the show a couple weeks ago where you did the big fish analogy.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the monkey story that I told you?
Oh, yeah, the monkey story.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the same thing.
If people didn't remember, if you weren't able to actually tune in or you forgot what we're talking about.
Well, it's how do you catch a monkey? How do you catch a monkey? What you do is you take like a gourd or something like that.
Right.
And you cut out the top.
Okay.
Big enough for it to fit its hand through. Then you scoop out the innards.
Okay.
And you put like a piece of fruit or something shiny in it. And when the monkey reaches in to grab it, then he's caught. Okay. Because, once he has that thing in his hand, he can't pull his hand out.
Nor will he let go.
And nor will he let go.
Because he's fixated on it.
Exactly.
Even though that's actually the thing that could actually kill him in this situation, because most people aren't catching monkeys. And that's the same thing for us humans as well, right? We've been in situations where you see the shiny thing, no matter what it is. For some of you out there, the shiny thing could be getting married to somebody you don't love because the ring is big.
Or just the concept of marriage. I don't you know people like that? In love with the concept of being married?
Oh, yeah, in love with the idea of being in love.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily with that person. Or love that person's money or their status or power, as well as the fact of just like anything. I mean, sometimes we lose sight of things. Oh, you want the specific car. You want this title. You want this job. You want these specific friends. You think by landing this one big fish, your life's going to change all these things. But in the end, even if you get that one thing you're fixated on, what happens? It usually wasn't, and it doesn't make you happy. You lose it. It's not right. It's not there. It's not the right thing. So let's talk about reinvention, because all these go together. So when you reinvent, you're renewing, you're being new, you're improving. And this doesn't just apply to products on the shelves of your nearest grocery store, right? This actually doesn't apply to just the toothpaste that you get at the drugstore. It applies to you. So if you want to be relevant, how do you be relevant? By being relevant, you have to be up to date, up with the times, knowing what's going on. You have to make yourself that way. You have to educate yourself. Example, you're not relevant if you don't know how to text. I hate to say this. You're not relevant right now if you don't know how to use the internet. Now, if you're not trying to be relevant and you're just trying to have your own life and chill, that's fine. That's not what we're talking about. But if you need to renew yourself based on you need to go back to work, or you want to be in the mix of things, you got to know what's going on now. And that's just the surface. And a lot of times when we renew ourselves, when we reinvent ourselves, we make ourselves happier because we're not defining ourselves with our age anymore or our lack thereof. So no matter what your age, a simple mind shift, I said a mind shift, right, can do wonders. I believe most of us to a degree are in a rut. Whether the rut deals with our personal life or our professional life, or if the rut is just in our head. And that really talks about the concept of boredom. Because I think boredom is a symptom of something more, much more important, much more needed to be taken care of. Because I think the first thing we always think is, I'm bored. I'm bored. Somebody's like, what's going on? Well, boredom in one area of your life is a symptom of something wrong. It can be a symptom for not doing what you want to do. It can be a symptom of feeling like you are caged in and not able to do what you want to do. It could be not feeling comfortable with yourself. It could be not feeling comfortable with the actions you really do want to take. So you're actually stopping yourself from doing something as well, or as self-sabotaging yourself. Because sometimes the best relationships in your life, you find boredom, but it's really not boredom. It's a trigger because you aren't being emotionally cool with yourself. Because a lot of times in relationships, once you get to a certain plateau, you have to have the emotional relevance with yourself. But if you're not emotionally being open with yourself, guess what? You can't be emotionally open with your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, and you find boredom, and that's when you dump them. You feel as though you've kind of lost, when you feel like you've kind of lost yourself due to your family, your kids, or your work sometimes as well, you might need to get yourself back, figure out who you are, And Stella got her groove back. You remember that film? She got her groove back. And that's the key. I mean, a lot of times you have to just say, okay, I had that label of mom, or I had that label of divorced. Okay. Or widower. And I'm not just a widower. I'm not just a divorcee. I'm not just a mom. I'm not just a dad. I'm me. And that's key. And I think a lot of times when we renew ourselves or reinvent ourselves, we're reinventing ourselves as who we were in the beginning, not with all these titles that no longer serve a purpose anymore. Because really, titles don't serve a purpose. Titles really take you away from yourself because they don't make you happy. You pick up this title, what do you have? Now other people are going to judge you by that title. Are they doing their title correctly? Are they really a great mom? Are they that good of a dad? Are they being a good divorcee? Are they being a good widower? I don't know. That's the key. So why do you want to define yourself as so? So sometimes we have to reinvent who people think we are. And I think that's important because when you think about life, life is pretty short. And if you don't, stop and look around once in a while, you just might miss it. right? And so why define yourself in things that don't work? I mean, a lot of people do that nowadays, you know, constantly on a constant basis.
Well, yeah, and something I just thought of, too. It's, you know, do you know anybody who reinvents themselves too much? You know, they do it just to do it. So I think you have to have a reason to do it, right?
Oh, I agree. I mean, I can kind of see where you're going with the whole concept of a lot of musically famous people reinvent themselves all the time.
Yeah, no joke.
Musically talented famous people do it all the time because they're so cool and they change their name and then they make their name into one name. No, really, honestly, I get what you're saying because some people do reinvent themselves, but that's also kind of a stem of not knowing yourself, I think, or trying to find yourself. And I think that's the key why people do that a lot, because they really don't know who they are, so they're just trying to find themselves. It's almost like we all have that friend that's like, I'm going to go to real estate school. And then for like a year, they go to real estate school, and then they're like, I think I'm going to go back to school and be a lawyer. And then all of a sudden, they're like enrolled in school, and they're going to like do this pre-law class. And then all of a sudden, I don't want to do that. I don't like that. I'm going to be an artist. We all have that one or two or five or 15 friends that do that all the time.
Yeah, they're like all over the place.
Yeah, because they don't know who they are. They're trying to find themselves in all these identities. Am I Miss Lawyer? Am I Mr. Doctor? Am I the artist? Am I the crazy artist with the paint all over me and looking all cool? You know, and a lot of times it's just, am I comfortable in my own skin? Obviously not. I mean, if I can't just be me.
But I think the more you try to find yourself, the more you lose yourself. Because you're trying to reinvent yourself into something that you're not.
That's so true. That is true.
Yeah, so what you said, Ashley, you got to know who you are first. Because like Dano said, if you don't know who you are, then you're just going to lose yourself in the search.
Oh, well, let me make one thing really clear. You can't reinvent yourself if you don't know yourself. Because yourself is one of the words in reinvent yourself. So if you don't know yourself, you can't reinvent yourself. You're just reinventing something else. So that's the key. And so if you know yourself completely, honestly, inside and out, you can do some reinvention because you know what might need to do. You might need to be more relevant. You might need to get some more education. You might need to be, you know, take that title away, one of the titles that you've been given, and go back to yourself. But trying to reinvent something you don't know, totally different story. You know, we're going to put the big picture together. You know, we're going to paint that Sistine Chapel or maybe that Texaco station, wherever you're kind of looking at this focus tonight. You know, later on here in the hour, we're going to talk about how the unexpected, the journey, as well as focusing on that one fish and reinventing yourself, how these are really three sophisticated life approaches that together can make you unstoppable. And so stay tuned, because in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to give you the four tips on how you can be unstoppable, how people will be looking up to you, and how you will be happy, but not only happy, you're going to be successful. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes. I can lift you up. I can
show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be. Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
I got to stop. We're going to the bathroom.
Just go, man.
Oh, Ashley is warm.
Hey, good evening and welcome back to tonight's live broadcast of Perspectives. And I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And tonight we've been putting all together the pieces, these pieces that we put together in the last few weeks, the last few months. We're painting this big picture. And, you know, we've been exploring and discussing how to deal with the unexpected, you know, what reinvention does for your life, as well as how to experience the journey and not miss it, you know, and how to stop limiting your perception or vision by only focusing on that one thing or fixating on catching that big fish. And earlier, you know, this evening, we were talking about the unexpected and, you know, the things that you had to deal with, how to take the unexpected and make it and wield it into an awesome thing and actually learn and grow from it. You know, and that's so important, as well as to stop being rigid, you know, as well as to understand that all these that are unexpected change your perception as well as your perspective on life. You know, we also talked about the big picture, the journey, and not being fixated on that fish or that big catch. And a lot of times we get fixated on things because we think it's what we have to have, but a lot of times those things we don't need to have at all. A lot of times that's just our mind-made idea, something that really doesn't apply. It could be actually something based on our ego. And I know I didn't bring that up earlier tonight, but that's true. When I was talking about the concept of us three going to the casino, you know, when I think I'm going to win, I have no clue I'm going to win unless I'm counting cards, okay? And I know what's going on and I'm Rain Man. I don't know if I'm going to win. And the whole concept of me thinking I'm going to win, that's just my ego talking. I have no relevance whatsoever in saying that. And a lot of times we make those choices and say those things all the time about our entire life.
Versus wishful thinking.
Or wishful thinking. Yeah. Or we want it. You know, like, I'm going to win the lottery. And gosh, I want to win the lottery. But you know what I mean? Sometimes you're like, I got the best numbers. And you check your numbers, you got one number out of five, six.
I'm kind of a big deal.
And you get one number out of six. You see what I'm saying? And you're over there going, oh man, come on.
And then you go home, but kind of like National Lampoon Vacation.
Oh, it's awful, yeah.
And when they go to Vegas, yeah.
Oh my gosh, the Vegas Vacation. Oh my gosh, yeah. When he's walking the boardwalk with no money at all, and he's like trying to get like some food with like, yeah, that's crazy. We'll talk about that another time because we'll have to get some clips from that for an upcoming show. And we talked about reinvention, you know, putting that R-E in front of invention and renewing your life. And a lot of times we need to do that because we have titles that were given to us, whether it's mother, father, whether it's, you know, whatever. Whether it's divorcee, you know, whether it's widow or whatever it is. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to drop the titles and reinvent yourself a bit. You know, as well as understanding that a lot of times when we're bored in life, we got to actually get to the mix and thick of it. And sometimes in order to really understand ourselves, we have to actually get to that heart and the meat of it. And earlier we were talking about that with Dano as well, and he brought up the fact that some people, as well as Bill did, some people reinvent themselves and don't understand themselves. And that's kind of a different subject, but yet it's something we can talk about in the fact that, you know, reinvention, when you reinvent yourself, that means that you know yourself. When you're just changing your lifestyle up, that just means that you're just looking for something. And I understand when people are looking for something, you want to look for something. But all in all, it's good to try to figure out who you are and balance that lifestyle. And we'll talk about that in later shows. So let's look at the big picture. Let's put all these concepts together. The unexpected, the journey, you know, focusing on that one thing. The ability to reinvent yourself. And these are all three sophisticated life approaches that together can make you what? Unstoppable. Number one, seeing the unexpected as the nuggets instead of the manure. Okay, did y'all get that? Seeing the unexpected as the nuggets, I would like essentially see them as gold nuggets instead of the manure. A lot of times we have the unexpected happen. We're like, holy hand grenade, Superman. You know, there's a lot of other words people use for that, but we can't say them on this show. Their whole world falls apart. And I've had that happen too. But a lot of times if we just sit back and try to take the expectations as well as our emotions, put the emotions on the side for a second, try to check it, try to see it from a different angle. That's why a lot of times when you ask somebody that's really close to you, either they're going to give you really good advice or they're going to give you really bad advice. But a lot of times when they tell you the right thing, it hits home because you say, man, if I would have seen it from that perspective, well, you know what? If you would have actually had a little distance. And sometimes in order to give yourself that distance, you kind of have to back up from the scene. Sit down and reevaluate the situation from like a third person party.
But actually, don't you think that another way that would help people understand that is, don't you think most people equate unexpected with negative? You know, if it's unexpected, it must be bad.
I agree, because it wasn't in my thought process. There's no way this was supposed to happen. And, you know, sometimes the things that are unexpected are really cool, but we just don't see it's cool because we automatically gave it a bad thought process. You're right. Like, it's like, this is going to be bad. This is going to be bad. This is going to be bad. This is going to be crazy. It's going to be bad. And then it happens. But a lot of times if we just look at it as not good, not bad, but just try to see what we can do next, you're totally right on that. Yes, exactly. Don't try not to identify or tag something. When we tag something with a good, bad, or indifferent, we cause problems in our lives because we don't know how to handle it because we're scared of what is bad. You know, the second thing is, remember when your mom would probably say this to you or a family member if you were raised by somebody other than your mom? You know, just because your friends jump off a building doesn't mean that you ought to. You remember that? Just because your friends are going to jump off that bridge doesn't mean that you should.
Dan and I are both just grinning ear to ear here.
And it's true, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and you're like, oh my gosh, you'd be like, Mom, why am I going to jump off a bridge? I don't understand, God.
How many times did your mom say that to you, Dana?
I think I heard it at least once a week.
if not more than that,
yeah.
And you're like, why am I, I'm not stupid, Mom. I'm not going to jump off a bridge, okay? But it's a simple concept, holds true till you die, and this is what it is. You don't always have to act. That's the key, okay? So all this comes together because you don't always have to act on something, but you can appreciate the depth. You can appreciate being still. Being still, that means not moving, and the wisdom. You know, just because they jump off the bridge doesn't mean you have to. Think before you act. That's what that means. See the possibilities. Understand that you have choices. Understand that you have the ability to choose. You have the ability to choose and to see something as bad or good. You have the ability to choose to be identified one way or another, correct? You have the ability to choose to fixate on the small little minutia thing over there that doesn't mean crap, or you have the ability to focus on the big picture because it's all your choice. Just because everybody else is seeing, not seeing the forest through the trees, just because everybody else is jumping off that proverbial bridge or that proverbial building, you don't have to do it. You can sit back and watch, and a lot of times stillness, being still, or letting other people make the mistakes, you can learn a lot. What about understanding your vision? So thirdly, understand your vision is very small compared to the greater vision. Think about life as a tapestry, right? I know that we've all heard about that. Probably if you've gone to church, you've heard the pastor talk about how life is that tapestry. It's the tapestry of color. It's the tapestry of interwining sewed objects. And, you know, when we're in that tapestry, we only see the few little pieces that we see, you know? We only see, like, a few little things in that tapestry. But in order to completely understand where you are in this world and what's all going on, you would have to look at it from a completely objective position. As a lot of people say, you'd have to go above it. You'd have to look from above it down and see it from a distance. And that can be done. You don't have to be in outer space. You don't have to have died and then looking at it from after that. You can actually have some perspective based on taking the emotion out of things sometimes, as well as taking the negativity and defining it as bad always, as well as removing your assumptions both emotionally, mentally, and the assumptions we put on things. Because a lot of times in our life, we've gotten things to go to get a certain way. We're like, well, this is the way it's got to go, and this is the way it's going to happen. If I'm going to be successful, or if I'm going to be happy, or if this relationship's going to work, this has got to happen this way. If it doesn't, it's just doomed to failure. You know, oh, that's a sign. That plant died here in the house. That's a sign that this relationship's not going anywhere. All these random signs that our mind makes up that's saying, oh, you know, this is good, this is bad, this is indifferent. Sometimes you have to sit back and wait it out and see, because our perception and our perspective is so itty-bitty compared to the big grand scheme of things that sometimes even the best things in our life we see as the worst things in the beginning. And sadly enough, we miss some of the biggest things because we're trying to get that one fish, or we're like fixating on that one thing that unfortunately we're fixated on so much that all these things are walking past us right in our view and we're missing them. It's like that big thing walking in the door, what you need, but you're too busy looking on the ground for something. I think I dropped that penny on the ground. I better find it. Oh, let me see. And as you're looking on the ground looking for it, guess what? Opportunity just walks on by.
And you missed it for 1 cent.
And you missed it for 1 second because you're fixated on it.
Yeah.
Or if you're fixated on something else, that person's going to be the big deal or whatever, and you're too busy trying to get that person to like you or that person to acknowledge you. And that person might not ever acknowledge you. You might spend your whole life trying to be acknowledged by one person that doesn't give anything about you. And so you miss all those other people that could have actually made your life and increased your life value. You know, we've all made choices in the past, and some of these choices may have not been good for you. They might not have been good for us. But some of them have added to your quality of life as well. And you can change the identities that you created. You can reinvent yourself. And you don't have to typecast yourself. You're not in a TV program at this time. You don't have to typecast yourself. You don't have to be the evil villain. You don't have to be, you know, the wayward lady. You don't have to be the person that can't take care of themselves. You can be anything you want to be. So, you know, I think that this has brought a lot of things together for y'all, because in the last shows, we really talked about these specifics. But when you really think about reinvention, you think about the big picture, you think about the journey, but you also think about the unexpected and how all these intertwine into this tapestry. And if you just allow things to happen, you can increase your perspective, change it. You can make it better. And sometimes you have to just allow life to happen and just hope for the best. You know, we have a lot of great new upcoming shows coming here with Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. You know, Dano, Billy, and I, we're going to be bringing you some entertaining but also very interesting programs here in the next few weeks. So I hope that you stay tuned. If you missed anything or you want to catch up on anything, just go to www.ashleyburgess.com. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in three shakes.